Hello and welcome to another episode of Blue Alpine TV. In today's episode, we'll talk about Malta passing new blockchain-friendly laws, and we'll quickly look at the world map of crypto. But let's jump right into this first news story. We have here Malta passes blockchain bills into law, confirming Malta as the blockchain island. So as you know, Malta wants to position themselves as this idea of blockchain island, meaning friendly regulatory environment, friendly laws, and also tax benefits for different companies. It says here, the Parliament of Malta has passed three bills into law that establish a regulatory framework for blockchain technology. The bills include the Malta Digital Innovation Authority Act, the Innovative Technological Arrangement and Services Act, and the Virtual Financial Asset Act. Now, what makes this quite interesting, without actually going into the details of the bills, is that Malta now has a fundamental regulatory framework for companies. So it will regulate this idea of distributed ledger technology, which is, like we said, above blockchain, have been approved by Parliament and enacted into law. Malta, the first world jurisdiction to provide legal certainty to this space. Now, what makes Malta special in this case is, while they are still in the EU, they have this kind of special position there, because in the past, for example, a lot of gambling sites have had their headquarters in Malta as well. Malta has always been quite relaxed in order to kind of get business and get people to found businesses within Malta or from Malta. So in order to kind of economically become an interesting space, they are always trying to look how they can regulatory or on a legal side make it easier for companies to get started in Malta. Now, it says here even that the junior minister is saying companies choosing Malta as their base of operations, saying the Republic now offers a stable system that will result in further economic growth. Now, Malta, as part of the EU, fairly stable, has already kind of technology companies or gambling companies that are running there. Obviously, the next step would be crypto in there, because crypto is still kind of looked at within the world as this kind of gray zone thing. What is quite interesting is that it's already a couple of very big companies that are based in Malta. We have OKX, we have Binance, BitPay. All of those three companies have set up operations from Malta. So it definitely shows that the big guys are even trusting Malta, and that is kind of a good sign. Now, with this article, the idea kind of comes up, okay, where else in the world would you go if you had a company? And in contrary, what is interesting for you as an investor, what I think this map will show is essentially where or which countries should you observe when it comes to cryptocurrency, and kind of see whether their economy is in some kind of way changing in the, let's say, next 5 to 10 years. Now, this won't happen overnight. It will take some time, but I believe that if we look at this map that I quickly draw here, that we can see or kind of make certain assumptions about some countries. Now, let's get right started with the United States. For the podcast listeners, and I do recommend that you quickly jump into the video for this episode, but essentially we're looking at a map. I have marked certain parts of the world map with either a circle for activity going on or a question mark for not really clear what's happening. So we start in the United States. In the United States, we have on the West Coast, we have a question mark, and on the East Coast as well. We could even put this a bit further towards New York. Now, if we look at the United States, the regulatory framework is kind of still unclear. So the SEC has come out, said Ethereum, Bitcoin, not a security. So that's one thing. But at the same time, a lot of US exchanges are kind of under scrutiny in terms of getting letters from attorney generals and getting questioned and all of these things. So there's definitely some question marks going on the regulatory and legal side. Now, the other question mark, in my opinion, is what kind of companies are coming out of Silicon Valley. So on one side, you have a huge company like Coinbase, one of the biggest ones. You have other exchanges such as Kraken, who are also in the US. But what exactly, like, is there really big innovation happening? There are other companies within the world, coming from Asia, coming from Europe, that are also doing big things. Now, when we go to the south, we have Venezuela. Venezuela obviously has the petro token or the petro dollar. And while we're not really sure what exactly is happening there, it still shows some kind of positive attitude towards cryptocurrency. And I think once this, I call it the experiment, is over, we can kind of judge or say, okay, Venezuela, it was successful or it wasn't successful. Now, if we go to Europe, we have a couple of interesting bases. So generally, when you look at, or when you talk about, let's say, startups, you always talk about Berlin in Germany, you talk about London in the UK, but you don't talk about all these other spaces, or maybe even Sweden and Stockholm, or all these countries. But what you don't normally talk about are the ones we actually marked red. So on one side, you have Zug in Switzerland, which is considered the crypto valley, and you have Malta, which is considered the blockchain island, or the crypto island. So the usual suspects in UK still are a bit hesitant. Now, there might be some big startups coming out. So let's say in London, you have a company called Revolut, which is doing a lot in the fintech space or in the banking space, and they're kind of touching cryptocurrencies, if you will, but their main expertise or main business is not cryptocurrencies. Now, also in Berlin, you have some activity going on, yet still nothing like very, very specific here. If we go towards the east, we have in Russia, in Moscow, we kind of have some activity going on, but not really clear what exactly the stance is. Like people from the banks, from the big banks in Russia, have come out and said, well, cryptocurrency is quite interesting, I wouldn't overregulate it. But at the same time, Russia is a bit hesitant to kind of see. I guess they're also looking a bit at Venezuela and other countries to see what exactly is happening. Now, if you go to the Middle East, what we see here is some activity in Dubai. So Dubai generally has been very active in the startup scene in the last few years. They want to kind of position themselves as this valley or Silicon Valley of the Middle East. And in order to do that, they are either giving tax benefits or also offering some regulatory benefits. Now, if we go more towards Africa, we have one country here, which is Uganda, which has had a kind of an interesting partnership with Binance. So Binance Uganda is actually the first entity from Binance that is starting to do crypto to fiat exchanges. So the Ugandan shilling is being exchanged for cryptocurrency in Uganda. And now finally, if we go to Asia, what we can see here, and all obviously this is not a complete map, but this is kind of the quick overview. We have China, the big one, which is question mark, or rather gray zone, let's say. Because on one side you have Hong Kong, which has a lot of activity, you have Bitmain, you have Binance there, but at the same time you have China, which is a bit unsure when it comes to what exactly in terms of cryptocurrency. So you have on one side, you have a lot of mining happening in China, but at the same time you have Chinese government, which is saying, well, you're not really allowed to do that. Then on South Korea side, you have some activity going on. And here in Japan, actually, we could mark both of these red, because Japan is also fairly, I want to say, positive regarding it. But I marked it as a question mark in order to kind of look back later. Then we have the Philippines, as we talked about yesterday. And we have Singapore, which is fairly neutral, but a lot of companies have kind of incorporated there. Now, what can you do with this information? Generally, what you could do and should observe is how the economies of these countries are changing in the next, let's say, 5, 10, 15 years. Now, obviously, a lot of variables are in this place, but if you generally look at how cryptocurrencies should affect financial systems, you will definitely see it. Let's say in the GDPs, in the different companies, in the company sheets, and all of these things. And this is kind of also a marker for you that cryptocurrency is going into the right direction if, let's say, industrialized or modern countries are actually selecting cryptocurrency and are benefiting from cryptocurrency and the economy goes up. That's a good sign for the general cryptocurrency ecosystem. So this map, I will share with you guys if I can. I'm not really sure whether I'm able to do that. Otherwise, I'll just share the screenshots with you in the Telegram channel. With that, guys, we're already at the end of today's episode. Make sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, subscribe to the podcast, join the Telegram channel for the screenshots. I will see you on the next one. Take care. Bye.